This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palka. Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya has joined her children in neighboring Lithuania after two nights of clashes following the contested re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. Joe Davies reports.
Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya has left the country after two nights of violent clashes following the contested re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. She's joined her children in neighboring Lithuania, where they moved during campaigning. In a YouTube video on Tuesday, she denied being forced out, contradicting comments from her own campaign team. I made a very difficult decision, she said. It's a decision I made absolutely independently. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the election was, quote, not free and fair.
That's Joe Davies reporting from the Associated Press. Japan's top government spokesman said on Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. The comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting.
I certainly would invite him to the meeting. I think he's an important factor. But we will invite certain people that aren't in the G7.
Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after annexing the Crimean region from Ukraine. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it's up to the United States, this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says his new country has become the first in the world to formally approve a new COVID-19 vaccine. Now, President Putin announced the development during a meeting with his government ministers today that was carried live on state television. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is launching a week-long trip to Central Europe with a stop Tuesday in the Czech Republic, where he is scheduled to give a speech and have dinner with Foreign Minister Tomáš Petříček. Secretary of State is also set to visit a museum commemorating the U.S. role in liberating the region during World War II. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha said Tuesday that protesters went too far after they called for a 10-point plan for monarchical reform. The Thai monarchy is often viewed as a sacred entity in the country. About 3,000 to 4,000 protesters, mostly students, stood Monday night in Thammasat University outside Bangkok chanting "Long live democracy." Some gave speeches, many advocating for Prayuth's resignation. He became prime minister through a 2014 military coup, and many see him as a symbol of the military domination of politics in Thailand. The White House signaled Monday it is still open to more negotiations with opposition Democrats on a coronavirus aid package and willing to spend more money to reach a deal. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Saturday extending a portion of the expired benefits to millions of unemployed workers and deferring payroll taxes for many employed Americans. Lisa Mascaro from the Associated Press.
But as we've seen, there were these four orders that he undertook, and there's a lot of concern that these, you know, maybe will not exactly provide the kind of relief that can come when you actually pass a bill through Congress.
There was a bizarre scene in the White House briefing room yesterday as President Trump spoke with reporters, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president had only been at the podium a few minutes.
It looks like they're just about going to be topping records, hopefully soon. Excuse me?
A Secret Service agent abruptly escorted him out. The president was back 9 minutes later.
There was a shooting outside of the White House.
Saying the Secret Service had shot a suspect who was taken to the hospital. The president had been taken to the Oval Office.
They just wanted me to step aside for a little while just to make sure that everything was cleared outside.
Asked if the incident rattled him.
Do I seem rattled?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. space agency NASA says that it believes it has discovered a salty water beneath the surface of the dwarf planet Ceres in orbit around the sun in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Space Agency's Dawn spacecraft gathered up close views of the dwarf planet. Via remote, I'm Joe Palka, and this is VOA News.